That's all.
I want to say, to acknowledge the fact that you're upset about the process, and I apologize for that. That's on me. I actually felt that a PLA was a good thing. I started talking about PLA back in February. I stated it more than once at different board meetings. And nobody approached me from a union to do that. There was no contact with any union member representing labor before I talked about it at the first board meeting. So that, to think that they came and said, you've got to do this, that's false. That's a false. And I just want you to know that. What, to me, the purpose of it is to guarantee the highly skilled laborers working on our projects. And being at so many of the bond oversight committee meetings, hearing all the things, walking around the school, seeing some of the projects that have been completed, we need to guarantee skilled labor. And the union labor has been working, training, and ensuring that their people are skilled. That's been going on. That's historical. I mean, that's the way it is. I don't think that there's some cost issues there with some of it. There's really no blatant support or evidence that it's going to work either way. I mean, that's clear. That the intent is that we won't have it work. Delay stoppage with the PLA. So things, and it's already been shown through several districts in our area that projects complete on time. That's it. Delays, you know, the projects aren't delayed because of labor. And that has been an issue in our district. We've had an issue with big contractors, and, so part of it was not trying to do business as usual. I checked, a lot of it seems to be ideological. The differences between those that support and those that are against, and it's political parties that are driving it. I don't know, but that's kind of what I found in my research. But when I brought it up, and when I'll tell you what, the people that came to represent against it, they were threatening, and very, very much so. At the board meeting and in other conversations, that spoke a lot to me about the people that were not supporting it. And a lot of the people living in our district came to me and were saying they support that decision. So a lot of people may snatch a microphone and speak against it, or may, but there's people out there across the district that are pro what that decision was. And I apologize for not sharing that. I didn't, I thought that was a board decision. It's not a CDOC decision. But I appreciate that how you talk about it and wanting to weigh in or wanting to have a perspective on why that was done. That's why. I did look at a number of districts. Out of state, in state, I did research online. I don't have all that data, but I read through a lot of information. And we also had a local district that had board members very much against a project labor agreement in their district. That project labor agreement was put in place, and those very vocal board members are now swung to the other side. That spoke a lot to me. So if you can convince somebody that is against it, and then all of a sudden they're pro because of what they've seen it does for their district, then that is a big factor. All these things together weighed in my decision. So I appreciate what you're saying, and I thank you for that.
Mr. Rogers, is anybody else?
It's down. I'm a slow learner. Sorry. It is late. I think the project labor agreement issue in part is a perception problem that was created in the way it was handled. Maybe to no quote call of anybody, just the circumstances where Mr. Lemon kind of made it seem like he met with all of you and gave you all this information. And then you go to the registrar's website and look at where all the donations came from, and people start drawing conclusions based upon disparate pieces of information. And it's hard, given the history of the district, for somebody not to think that way. I mean, to be honest with you. The way I look at it, I think the committee looks at it, is, and we looked at these site tours, and we got a lot of expenditures and a lot of needs in this district. And I think we're going to need to squeeze every last dollar out of the taxpayers and the bond funds and everybody to make this the most cost-effective program as possible. And while a project labor group